on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done.
Welcome to the art of going your own way. Well, holy shit. We thought you were done. Yeah. You know, I took a little time off, enjoying life, going out, doing a little bit of camping, paying attention to what's going on in the world. You gentlemen, you know, I told you, get stocked up on shit. Shit's coming. What are you going to do? Well, we're going to ride out some tough times here. Rolling blackouts coming in the U.S., all sorts of fun shit. Today I'm sitting there and I'm watching some stuff on Revelations, and one of my buddies gives me a call who's in a Bible study group, and he's like, we're in Revelations right now. And I'm like, well, isn't that funny? I'm just watching stuff on Revelations right now. And, you know, everything kind of touches base, but let's see. Yeah. Went out trout fishing, caught a bunch of trout. Boy, those are good fish. I love trout. Frying them up in some butter with some rosemary and some thyme. A little bit of dill in there, too. Good stuff. Me and the lady friend went up north and just had a good time. Your buddy hasn't slept this good. It's like that scene from Fight Club. Babies don't sleep this good. Got up north and to a nice cooler area and just fucking went to bed at about 10 o'clock. I slept until 9 o'clock in the fucking morning in that camper I built. Perfect temperature. Next day I slept till 8:30 and then a little after 8. Had to come back, do the grind again, and I'm like, I gotta be up early. Fuck. But, good. The only time I had to get up was a couple times to piss because I'm an older guy. And, you know, that prostate, it stops for no man. So, got up and, boy, piss. I'm like, that had to be like a 80-second pee nonstop, just stream. Allowed me to go to bed and just sleep late. I probably went to bed at 10, probably woke up about 2, 3, had to piss, pissed. You know, pissing time with Talgal. But anyways, been playing some Meat Raffle and doing some stuff like that. Yeah, I got neighbors over here. What do you do? They don't necessarily need to hear the conversation that I'm having with you, but, nah, fucking A. You know, I've been, doing a little bit of pull tabs, not as much, but, me and my buddy went in the other day, put in 20 bucks each, won 200. Tonight I put in 20 bucks, I won 100, and then there was a meat raffle tonight, and I won 3 out of the 4 meat packs that were up there. So I got a bunch of ground beef, some already dumped blue cheeseburgers. Yesterday, they split it up because of Flag Day. And I won some really nice prawns yesterday. So I'd say I probably got about $45 into the meat raffles over the last 2 days. 30, 60, 90, 120. And I won about $120 worth of meat. So, boom, there you go. Meat whore, you're a fucking meat whore. Go fuck yourself. So you wish you were as lucky as your buddy Talgal is. Taco night tonight. Had a couple tacos. Yeah, but hey, we don't need to hear about that shit. Well, you're going to hear about it anyways. What can I say? I've been just sitting there, sitting back, paying attention. Yeah, I've recorded several audios. I haven't put them up because I'm like, fuck, man, post-production and all that shit. I don't know. I'm sitting here going, Okay, I'm just going to pay attention to what's going on in the world. I'm going to live my life. I needed to step away. So forgive me. If it's like, fuck you then, that'll want to fuck me then. Yeah. I had to get away to get my sanity back because this shit is too much. You got to take a little breaky break every once in a while. Red, one of my ex-girlfriends, has been contacting me and wanting help on certain things. And, you know, I like the woman. I'll give her a little help, but I won't step that much out of my way to do it. Oh, shit. Fucking cigarettes out. And, you know, if it's something I can answer right away, it ain't money. It ain't all about money, and, you know, I'm hurting, I need money. Well, you better drive up here and suck my dick and I'll give you some money, but I ain't gonna give you fucking anything. Now, expertise? Yeah, I'll give you a little bit of expertise in the field I'm in. We'll see what happens. Life is interesting. For those of you, and you know who you are, that I haven't been able to touch base with, it's Mom, it's been a difficult journey. I've had to set her straight many times. And it's like, listen, you asked to move in with me. I am not your primary caregiver. I'm not your nurse. I'm nothing like that. I will give you some assistance, but I'm not the end-all, be-all, and I'm not giving up my life. And so I've had to set her straight, and boy, it does wonders. You need to set people straight every once in a while. You need to say, nah, I ain't fucking doing that for you. You fucking do it. You want to be here? You do it. I'm not carrying your cross. I'm not carrying your burden. I will help you, but I'm not living your life for you. And when you put it in that perspective, they tend to snap around. So, like I told a buddy of mine, you know who you are out there, you know, it's going to be the death of me if this shit doesn't turn around. And I ain't going to let it be the death of me. Life is hard, princess. Life sucks, princess. Suck it up. And, keep thinking back to that video I made. She'll suck dick for food. It's coming. It's coming. I was at the watering hole and Blondie 2, my last girlfriend before widow, she's got friends up there and they always gotta sit at a fucking table next to me and my buddies because they want to eavesdrop. They want to do that shit. It's like, well, honey, you took the vax. I wouldn't want you back anyways. I wouldn't want you back at all. You're a dumb fuck. You bought into the wrong team. She even said to me one time, you think I'm a Biden whore? Did you vote for him? Well, yeah. Well, then you're a Biden whore. You're a fucking whore. So, oh, and there was this bartender up there. She got let go, but she's back. And she's a fucking whore. Train wreck waiting to happen. Lost her boyfriend. He keeled over dead from a heart attack. Vax related, by the way. And what'd she do? She quickly hopped on another dick. So somebody to pay for her life. Don't be that guy. Don't be that guy. So, red flag laws coming up. You know, we gotta do this. No. It's all about nullification. Fuck you. If it's against the Constitution, fuck you. They come for your guns door to door, you give it to them lead first. Kill a couple of the motherfuckers. Do it. Do it. You don't rule over me. And when you grow balls, you're going to realize that, hey, ain't nobody ruling over you. this shit that's coming our way, the only way to stop it is say, fuck you, stand up and go, no mas, no more, no more. You want my guns? You're going to get it. But you're getting it lead first. Well, you're a big talker there, Tao Yao. Well, maybe. You know, you're going to love it. Eventually that day will come. He was such a quiet guy. You know, he was such a nice neighbor, but kept to himself quite a bit. A quiet guy. Yeah, because I wanted to be left alone. I wanted to live my own life. Speaking of that, by the way, my garden is doing exceptionally well. I got out this spring and I tilled the soil. Yeah, I'm doing something different. I'm going straight into the ground. I put that, for better term, a weed block. And, fucking my corn is growing. I got corn, I got eggplant, I got beans, I got squash, tomatoes, lettuce, all sorts of shit growing, and my garden's doing really good this year, because I got out there and I tilled up the soil and I augmented it with some fertilizer. I'm going to be all right. And on the flip side of that coin, like I said, played the meat raffle. Shit, I got 10, 12 pounds of hamburger, and I got some hamburger patties. The other night, I won some prawn shrimp, like I said. Fucking A, man. My freezer is stocked. This weekend, I am going out, and I'm getting a bigger generator, and I'm having that son of a bitch ready to go for the potential rolling blackouts. My buddy that I was telling you about that I was having a conversation with about Revelations, he's a business owner, and he was talking about how these business owners are being called in and being told that, hey, be prepared for rolling blackouts this year. We're not telling the general public about this. Oh yeah, you'll hear it in the news a little bit. But even where I'm at, they're talking about this on a business level scale, from the government to the businesses, but not the people. Be prepared, gentlemen. Beans, rice, whatever you can afford. Store up water, too, that you can cook this shit with. Get yourself like a camping stove or something that, should everything be turned off, you can still cook with it. We got to make it through a little bit of time. By the way, you better have the most precious metal of all. You know what that is. Your buddy talks to you about having gold, silver. And the most precious metal of all is lead. Because, I was, like I said, I was having that conversation with a buddy today. And I'm like, well, just wait. Wait until July rolls around. Cities are going to start burning again. And, you know, all these meatpacking and food processing plants that have gone up since the end of last year, there's like 23, 24 of them in a ton of different states. Eggplant in Minnesota, Walmart plant, Walmart deal in Indianapolis, food plants down in Texas, all over. And then what the fuck did I see today? There's a pipeline fire in what fucking state was that? I want to say Arkansas, but I could be wrong. And, yeah, dude, we are under attack, assault, and you better be able to withstand for a while and be able to, he repeats himself multiple times. Yeah, I've had a few drinky drinks. Go fuck yourself. It's how I cope at this point in time. I'm a sound mind 99% of the time. I like to have a few libations later on in the day to make it through life. You better be prepared for what's coming. Better have some items that you can barter with. Well, shit, I'm low on sugar. I got flour, I got sugar, I got stocked freezers, I got storable food, I got lead, I got silver, I got gold, I got all this shit. I hope that you have taken the time from the things that I've talked about to not piss around your life and actually prepare for some hard times. It ain't all the gay 90s, gay 2000s, this fucking perversion that's out there. And they're pushing the gay pride. Gay pride, 1 month. It's gay pride month. Well, our veterans have a day. Father's Day, they have a day. Mother's Day, they have a day. That's even overblown for them to have a fucking day these years. This decade or whatever, but no, and I'm gonna spin off on a few tangents here, by the way. I'm gonna go all over the place, so hold on a second, buckle up. I was watching a video today about this guy who was talking about his ex-wife who got his kids vaccinated against his will, but she wanted it, and they're vaccinated. This fucking next generation is doomed. Doomed, doomed, doomed. If you're even going to get with a woman, you, the first words out of your mouth better be, which shot did you get? And they're going to tell you, well, I got the Moderna, I got the AstraZeneca, I got the Pfizer, I got the Johnson & Johnson, I got this or that. And if they even say anything like that, you don't want to stick your dick in them. Even potentially with a rubber on, for God's sakes. We're coming down to the end of days, in your buddy Taugio's opinion. Well, you don't sound very Christian. Yeah, fuck you, I'm making my way. I sit there and I get revelations. It's listening to that quiet, still voice. Are you going to be sin-free? No, you're not. Unfortunately, you're not. You're going to live your life. You're going to do the best you can. Unless you have a guide there on your shoulder all the time saying, hey, you might not want to do that, which you technically do, but live your life, enjoy your life. We are in survival mode. Well, you sound like a fear monger. No, no, no. We're under attack, man. The enemy is all around, and the enemy is within the gates. And who you might think is a good guy could be a bastard of a person. This is why I was talking to a buddy of mine. I said, I don't know, I think the guy's name is David Russo. I could be wrong, forgive me, but he kind of befriended the Rockefellers, and one of the Rockefellers told him, hey, in the days that are to come, you better take care of your own, as in your family, your friends, your loved ones, because it's going to get wild out there. And it's all engineered, by the way, but yeah, might not want to waste your breath telling people, hey, this is all engineered, blah, blah, blah. Because if their bellies are going, rawr, and they're fucking hungry, they ain't going to listen to shit. They ain't going to listen to shit. Make a fortress out of your home. Protect what you got. Be compassionate, but have reason. The stupid people that haven't woken up, I don't know what you can do for them at this point in time. You can't waste all your time on these people. You ain't going to get them to wake up. And when they finally do, excuse me, when they finally do, it's going to be too late. You got a little bit of hiccups there. Yeah, fucking A. There you go. I've been alright. I've had to deal with my mom. That has been a son of a bitch, and it's been killing me. But, like I said, I had to have many come to Jesus moments. And finally, wake her up to what's going on, and, that I am not going to take it anymore. Can't. Won't. You're stealing from me. Oh, that's the other conversation I had. Hold on here a second. I had the conversation with my mom. I'm like, you know, you're stealing from me, and I'm not going to take it anymore. You are pissing me off. I know you can do this shit. You can get your ass up and you can walk around. There are I know people older than you that are doing it. Well, you know, I'm like, I'm done. I don't want to hear fucking excuses. She tries to talk to me, and I don't mean to be a prick about it, but I'm like, I'm done. No, you don't want to listen. You just want to talk back to me. I'm telling you how it is. I'm not looking for your input on it. I'm not looking for you to tell me anything. I'm telling you how it is. You're either going to live in this reality or you're not. And I am fucking done because you're stealing from me. You're stealing from my sibling. You're stealing from us all when you don't fucking do it. And help me, help me, help me. And I go, and I sit there and I go, get up. And that takes her about 10, 15, 20 seconds longer. And she finally doesn't. I'm like, see, you can fucking do this. You're stealing from me. And you're pissing me off. And I got to tell you, if you're done, tell me you're done. I'll fucking put you in a home. I'll put you in a home. If you tell me you want to keep going, then you fucking do it. I will help you, but I ain't taking care of you. I ain't doing 100%. I already cooked the meals. I got to cook a meal for myself, but I make extra. Here you go. Here's a good meal for you. You get up and you fucking walk around and you take a nap. By the way, I got her on naps, and that has been one of the best things, is having her take a fucking nap during the daytime. Yeah, I'm still working remote quite a bit. I got to go into places every once in a while for the job I do, but I'm done. I'm done. With that said, hey, your buddy's still out here. He's still alive. Yes, it's been quite a while since I've actually posted anything. It's not that I haven't wanted to. I've recorded shit. Dudes, live your life. Yeah, get some wisdom from people. Maybe I give you some wisdom, maybe I just give you bullshit. I don't know. Learn. Love. Get out there, love. Find a decent person. Well, you're not Big Town if you're talking about getting a woman. Go fuck yourselves. I found a decent woman. Am I getting married? Never again. Do I tell her all the time, hey, you need to pull your weight and you need to do the shit. I'm not fucking taking... If you get sick and you can't, I'll be a crutch. But I ain't fucking taking care of you forever. You gotta make it happen. And, hey, guess what? That just leads right into this. You fuckers, you gotta make it happen. I make it happen every fucking day. And sometimes I'm a little bitch and I go, well, it's me. But you know what? I've learned to enjoy life. And that's one thing. I had a conversation with my mom. I'm like, I am sick of all your fucking negativity. I am sick of it. I have been a negative person for a long time and I'm doing my damnedest to not be a negative person. Yes, I know. I've seen it. you are not a negative person. It's like, you fucking stop being negative. You get up, you look at the bright side. You can still walk. Be happy that you can still do a lot of the things you can do. I look at my life now and I flip the script and I don't look at the bad things. I look at the positive things that are happening to me in my life. I get the love of a good woman. Yes, this is love. Bullshit, he's a fucking dumbass. No, no. There are good people. Just don't forget who you are and never give up your fucking power. It's as easy as that. It truly is as easy as that. And don't be afraid to walk away. Go fuck you, honey. You're a dumb fucking cunt. I told you, I'm not taking care of you. And yet you keep pushing this shit on me? Go fuck yourself. You know what? There's gonna be a woman out there that's gonna appreciate me, and you ain't it apparently because you're a dumb fucking cunt. There you go. MGTOW. Oh, push women away. They're the enemy. No. They're good for fucking. Some of them actually have a good brain on their head. You never tie yourself in too deep with them. What's your buddy Taugi always say? Balls deep only. You never go deep, you only go balls deep. With that said, there is an art to going your own way. And by the way, change the frame. It's not your fucking loss if these fucking cunts go their own way. If they go, well, you're not giving me what I want, go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. I'm going to live a good life. And you know what? The next one that comes along may be better than you, and most of the time they are. With that said, cheers, peace, whatever. Go fuck yourselves. I'm still out here. I'm still alive. It's a hard, interesting life. You gotta live it. You gotta enjoy it. I ain't been out here crying. I've been having a good time. Been trying to fucking deal with shit. Driving my goat around when I can. Driving my cycle around when I can. Working, navigating that bullshit. You know how it goes. It's fucking life. And don't take it too seriously. Now, again, the 99.9 tenth time. There is an art to going your own way. Enjoy it. Or fuck yourself. Peace. Bye.